8:37, 23 minutes until 9 o'clock on the Big Talker 1250 WTMA, WTMA.com. Yesterday after the show, I reached out to Elliot Summey and asked him if he would like to come on the program and talk about this story in the Post and Courier back on October the 4th, and he has agreed to do so. So we'll go to the phones right now and say, good morning, Elliot. How are you?
Oh, we're hanging in there, just still kind of recuperating from all the storm stuff and trying to get our legs back underneath us over here at the county building.
I understand, but there's another storm out there with these recordings that were released by the Post and Courier, like I said, on that October 4th story that they had. Tell us about these meetings that went place that were recorded. When did these meetings happen?
They happened a year ago or so, Charlie. You know, and that's the thing, that the article really didn't put everything into context. It was written as if those conversations had happened in the last, 30 days. Mm-hmm. And bottom line is, you got to think about where this project was when these conversations happened. Where has this project been, except for in the last month and a half? For the last 2.5-3 years, this thing's been dead. The Infrastructure Bank had refused to even sit down and have a meeting with us. The Conservation League had gotten one of their board members appointed as chairman. The county had to come up with $300 million, and this was back last year when they said this, last calendar year. Mm-hmm. You got to come up with $300 million. At that time, there was no conversations about sales taxes going on, any of this stuff. We're in desperate need of real infrastructure improvements down here. I might be wrong about this, but I think we are in a desperate place for real infrastructure improvements down here, not just the Mark Clark, lots of things. Main and 17 flyovers, different intersections with Savannah Highway, roads around the airport, Dorchester Road, Highway 78, lots of things.
Mm-hmm.
And so, ultimately, if we've got money tied up in a project, and you got to remember, we've got $117 million. The county's got $117 million tied up in that Mark Clark project, okay, in a match. They've refused to give us any of that back, okay?
Right.
So when you get into a situation where you're staring at losing not only the $400 million, $420 million that was promised us, but also losing that $117 million match, with no real promise for any improvements, the job of the chairman of county council is to try to find middle ground, compromise. And so the folks at the Conservation League reached out and invited me to have a meeting, several meetings, to talk about, okay, can we get together and come up with a solution that all sides can live with to keep some of this money in Charleston? Because as you hear them say on the tapes, this is dead. It's over. You hear Dana Beach saying over and over again that he and Vince are talking about doing this and doing that and what they could do with the money. And it looked to me and to everyone else on council that we were dead in the water. Mm-hmm. And so, was I doing everything I could to position the county to keep that money in Charleston? Absolutely. I'm going to fight for every dime to stay here every time. I mean, and again, what happened a year ago when all this was going on? The flooding in October.
Right.
The main road shut down. And the state had planned to do a super street on Savannah Highway, which in my mind didn't make any sense. We needed a flyover at Main and 17. We needed a widened main road from 17 to the Betsy Carrison Parkway. We need real traffic relief on Johns Island. And when the consensus was, and these are things that were the thing that boggles me a little bit about these tapes is these are all things that I and others on council were saying in public in council meetings.
Okay, but what about this statement? We have to be very clear. This is a quote from you on the tape. We have to be very, very careful because for anybody outside this room, if we ask any of you a week ago, would you have thought I was the champion of 526, right? I painted it that way. And the Coastal Conservation League director, Dana Beach, and I have been painting it that way for a long time. Wouldn't that, to the average viewer or reader, wouldn't that seem like you're being a little duplicitous in this?
I can see where it could be seen that way, Charlie. But again, for 2.5 years, this project seemed dead. And so what was I doing? I was beating constantly saying, we need the road, we need the road, we need the road. I still think we need the road. Mm-hmm. But from a practical standpoint, it looked like it was never going to happen. You know, we have a $180 million budget in Charleston County.
Right.
The idea of coming up with $300 million out of the clear blue sky seemed impossible. It wasn't until the last 30 days, 45 days, that the DOT has found a way for us to come up with that other $300 million that didn't cost the taxpayers of Charleston County.
Right.
So again, you're talking a situation from, you know, 2013 to the end of 2015 in which all this was going on. It wasn't until the last, you know, they kept saying, well, you know, if you guys agree to this Main and 17 thing, we'll agree to it too, and we will champion the chairman of the Infrastructure Bank, who's a board member of the Conservation League, to go along with it. Well, he never did. The only thing the Infrastructure Bank has ever offered us is $750,000 for a land use study.
Mm-hmm.
And so Tecklenburg, no one thought, I mean, no offense, no one thought that a freshman first-time mayor was going to come out with a Hail Mary that actually made sense and worked. And it does make sense. And it has gotten their attention up at the state, and that's why we jumped in and supported it. You know, Charlie, we were staring at a situation where if the Infrastructure Bank, if we would have agreed and just walked away, we'd have owed the Infrastructure Bank $30 million.
Mm-hmm.
If we continue to fight, then maybe we have a shot. And that fight and continuing that fight, that public fight, has gotten us to this point. Literally, there were many people on this council who a year ago wanted to walk away and just throw our hands up and say, you know, it's over. Let's throw ourselves at the mercy of the bank and beg them not to make us pay this $30 million back.
But didn't the SIB say it's either 526 or no money at all?
Well, they've been unclear about that. They did back in 2010, and then they shifted gears and said, you know, you guys in December, they said, you guys get together and figure out a solution to all this.
Mm.
Well,
so, all right. Let me just ask you about another quote.
Sure.
We need to, this is a quote from you on the tape. We need to improve the roads that are over there. We don't need an interstate, not one that rides 45 miles an hour. It don't make no damn sense. Were you talking about the road itself or the speed limit on the road?
The design. I mean, you got to remember, the original Alternative G, as they used to call it, they came out with a 35-mile-an-hour parkway with 3 stoplights.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an interstate. I mean, even at the current design, they're not even going to allow us to use the 526 moniker on it. It, you know, I think people over there think that they're getting 526, and what they're going to get is Johnny Dodds Boulevard.
Right.
And no offense, Charlie, the 526 is a interstate section that is 55 to 60 miles an hour speed limits in certain areas. I think it's 60 when you get over there by the Wando Bridge. They need to be clear on what they're getting. And we need, if you're going to build an interstate. And that's why I said, yeah, a boulevard doesn't make any damn sense. You're right, it doesn't. It needs to be, you know, something real. Like it, you know, the Mark Clark is not the silver bullet to all the traffic problems on Johns Island. It's a big help. We also need to fly over at Main and 17. We need to widen Main Road. We need. There are 30 intersections that need to be improved on Savannah Highway. All of these things need to be done. I mean, for a community our size, we have one of the worst traffic problems in the country. And that is not a situation that has happened overnight. That is a systematic issue of decades of neglect. And we can point fingers at whether it's local folks or the state folks who didn't fund it correctly or whatever. But the bottom line is we need solutions now. And we also need long-term solutions. We need a short-term set of solutions and a long-term set of solutions. And the Mark Clark, if the Infrastructure Bank gives us the green light in the next 30 days, it's going to be 6 or 7 years before you see the first bulldozer on the Mark Clark between the permitting and the lawsuits and all that stuff that's going to go on. But so we need both.
Right.
I mean, people are tired of sitting in traffic. I'm tired of sitting in traffic with them.
We know that that we need infrastructure improvement here in Charleston, but I think the big thing that kind of shocked people was the appearance that you were going to Dana Beach and you were going to the folks at 526 at Nick's 526, and you were saying that, you know, hey, I'm against this project. That's what it appears to be in some of the recordings.
Sure.
But then out in public, you came on this show, you were a champion for 526, and it just seems like it's. I mean, look at this quote: "I'm just trying to grab projects in order to justify the sales tax in order to get the money and get things happening." But that doesn't really respond to 526.
So Charlie, again, 2.5 years ago, I would think if you asked the normal person, they would tell you that they never thought the Mark Clark was going to get built. Mm-hmm. These guys have got this thing all screwed up, and it's never going to get built. How many times do you hear people say that? We're tired of waiting on this thing. And I had gotten frustrated. And so I was invited by them to that meeting.
What was the purpose of the meeting, Elliot? Why did you sit down with Dana Beach and 526?
Because here's what they had asked. They had said, "Hey, this thing appears to be dead. Our board member is now the chairman of the Infrastructure Bank, and if you guys would like to see some of this money stay in Charleston, then y'all need to meet with us and come up with a compromise." I'm going to talk to anybody. I talked to the Chamber, mm-hmm. I talked to the Conservation League, I talked to the pro-526 people, the anti-526 people. I mean, it's my job to try to build consensus and find middle ground when things appear to be all screwed up. And that was the whole goal, was to say, okay, how do we build a bridge here and build and get folks on the same page to get some solution to the poor folks on John's Island? I mean, we had just gone through that flooding where the road had been closed for 4 days. Mm-hmm. And traffic was gridlocked nightmare on Maybank Highway and Johns Island and River Road and Savannah Highway. And, I mean, literally, that had just occurred. And so it was like, okay, the Mark Clark appears to be dead. These guys are what appear to be extending the olive branch. And naively, I accepted the olive branch and said, okay, let's sit down and see if we can come up with a solution.
Right.
And, you know, and for them to say I know I was being taped, I mean, there were cell phones on the table. I mean, my own cell phone was sitting on the table. And, you know, that is what it is. And it feels a little, you know, underhanded, but it is what it is. My regret about the whole thing is saying, you know, the couple things that I said about Anna Johnson and Chip Limehouse. And, mm-hmm. and you know, and I've apologized to both of them. I called Chip immediately, and I've seen Anna, and we've looked eye to eye, and I've apologized to him. And that's the thing that bothers me about it is that this thing is being spun as if I was trying to dupe the Pro 526 people. I mean, you know, bottom line is...
Well, I don't think it sounds like you were... Well, yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like. I mean, if you look at the tapes, it does appear that you are saying something in public that you're not really saying in private. That's what... That's the impression that you get from this article,
sure.
Dated October 4th with the Post and Courier. But you're saying that it was a different time?
So tell us
right now, Elliot, yeah. Are you or are you not for the completion of 526?
Yeah, I am, because I think we need it and we need the flyover at Main and 17. And I've been saying that for a long time, Charlie. You know, we need both. The completion of the Mark Clark helps issues on Folly Road and Savannah Highway,
mm-hmm.
but it does not do much for Main Road. It does not do much for the Main and 17. We need that flyover there, and that's been a known fact for a very long time. That drainage, all that stuff that's been built up around Beast Ferry Road and all that, we could solve the drainage issues with that. We could solve the traffic issues. The port is growing like crazy. That is a major thoroughfare for container traffic headed towards Savannah. We need a flyover at Main and 17 desperately, and we need the Mark Clark. You could argue this argument's been going on for a very, very, very long time. And when the argument first started, it was, "Oh, we really don't need the Mark Clark because the population." Well, the population has grown exponentially on Johns Island, and now we're at a point where we need it all. And it was a different time. Charlie, it was 2.5 years ago when it looked like the entire world was against the county.
Mm-hmm.
the Conservation League, Hugh Leatherman. The fact that the Conservation League had gotten, you know, one of their board members appointed as chairman of the bank. You know, you got the newspaper who, you know, their owner is on the board of the Coastal Conservation League as well. They're asking us for $300 million, which we had no clue where it was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like we were dead in the water. Joe Riley was leaving. No offense to John Tecklenburg, but no one ever thought he would be able to do the job he's done. He's done a hell of a job. But, I mean, to fill in those shoes like that, no one – and I said this to him the other day after the hurricane. No one thought he could do what he's done. And so, you know, in the context of a year ago, in a period that of a two-year period that ended – probably, you know, in the last 4 or 5 months, this project was dead. And we were doing everything we could to position ourselves in a position of strength in order to try to save money for Charleston.
Mm. Okay. Well, so you're saying, again, I just want to kind of boil this down. You had a meeting with Dana Beach and the Knicks 526 people, and you were trying, in your words, to make sure that this money stayed in Charleston County.
And if you listen to the entire tape, Charlie, mm-hmm. not just the excerpts that are written in that article, you hear me keep saying that. We have to protect this money for Charleston. We have to get this money here because we are desperate. I'm telling you, people, we're going to lose what makes us special if this traffic issues keep up. We are growing so fast that people are going to get fed up with it, and they're going to quit moving here or they're going to leave. And that's only because of poor planning, and that's on all of us. That's on everybody at the local level and the state level.
Right. Well, I just think these tapes do not really paint your position in a very good light.
I get it. I get it, and especially when you put it, you know, when you think of it where it is right now, sure it doesn't. If that came, you know, it's interesting that they released them a year later, 14 months later.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they felt like we really didn't have a solution to the Mark Clark if they would ever come out.
So you're saying now that we have somewhat of a solution, then now they're coming out with the tapes?
Obviously pretty interesting timing, isn't it, Charlie?
Okay. Well, all right. Well, all right, Elliot, we appreciate you being on the program this morning,
thank
buddy.
And thank you for letting me say my side of it. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate you calling in. 556-1250 is the number. We'll take a quick break. Be right back with your phone calls on the Big Talker, 1250 WTMA, WTMA.com.